This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Some of you may have fond memories of summer school. I'm sorry, did I say fond? I meant miserable. Stuck in class while everyone else was at the pool or singing camp songs or whatever. These days, thanks to the internet and shrinking school budgets, this particular brand of torture has a new name, online summer school. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports. Get used to hearing about it.
Welcome to the future of summer school.
Nutrition during the teen years.
Online style.
Please click the next button to continue.
For about a month this summer, this is how 14-year-old Sabrina Sampson studied ninth grade health.
So I'm going to be doing orchestra this year, so I wanted to free up room in my schedule.
Lessons and assignments were all done online. The class, run by a private company, costs $500.
Each lesson would be a sort of interactive PowerPoint presentation. With audio and videos, they're more like YouTube videos than lecture videos.
There is a tremendous growth in the amount of online courses students are taking.
And it's not because of the whole YouTube factor, says Patty Bart. She directs the Center for Public Education.
School districts are cutting back on summer school programs as a way to balance their budget shortfalls.
In Los Angeles, for example, last year there was $40 million in the budget for summer school. This year, there's $1 million. Districts in Philadelphia and Florida have also cut their summer programs.
Traditional summer school program is very expensive because a lot of it's overtime. The online program is about 50% the cost.
Joseph Gagnon is CEO of Penn Foster. Its web-based courses in subjects like earth science and world literature pull in thousands of high school students a year. He says without an instructor standing over the class, Penn Foster keeps students engaged by relying on what usually distracts them.
Use text messaging and email. Use chat or Facebook, use a social community.
But students also need to be good at time management and self-directed learning. Bart, with the Center for Public Education, says there isn't much data on how many kids make it to the finish line, but it can be easy to slip through the digital cracks.
Many students are getting lost in cyberspace, and we're not getting the results out of the online courses.
And for students who think it's going to be a breeze, not so, says Sabrina Sampson, who, by the way, got an A+ in her health class.
You kind of think, oh, health class, that should be easy. But it was actually really intense for what I thought it would be.
Turns out, even online, it's still summer school. And no amount of technology can change that. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.